Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James with the abbreviated version of Monday Night Trivia. We'll see how this goes for the next 90 minutes. But hey, I've got a new starter question for you. We've got bumper stumpers, and there's a theme, of course. And if that doesn't work out, everybody knows something about something. So call in, strut your stuff, pick a category of any sort, find a question. I'll do that. And if you answer it, you win. There are no real prizes, of course, but you win. You're doing it mostly for the fun of it. But in the event you win, eventually you get a certificate and you get something you don't want that's not worth the price of mailing it to you. But you do get something eventually. So with that in mind, we will start. 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, we didn't have a straggler from last week, so we have a brand new question. And that would be, well, since the World Series is on right now, and everybody's kind of talking about that, what do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It is not baseball, and it is not New York. So, Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle, what do they have in common? Not baseball, not New York. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Or, as I say, have your own category. And, you know, everybody knows something about something, but few people are willing to publicly admit it when it's scarecrows. But that's what Ruth and Gurney is going to want. She wants scarecrow trivia, so we'll do that as well. You can have charts, you know, or lyrics, or anything of that variety. And, in fact, actually, I think we might kick it off with Mark from Aurora. He wants a 1968 Halloween. That's right. Halloween is on Thursday, and I'm not. Normally on Halloween, a night of terrors, we would open the polls, the annual polls, for the world's worst hit records. However, this week, since I will not be on Halloween, we'll start it a day earlier. So that's right. Wednesday night, we will have a show, and you will be able to open the charts. All we ask for the world's worst hit records is they be hits. They can be any decade, any genre, as long as they are national hits. If you hate it, well, it counts. And of course, it's a cumulative title, so if you hear somebody else vote for it and you say, oh man, I hate that too, by all means, call and second it. So, 888-876-5593. In fact, Lisa from Dundee wants a movie question. So maybe we'll start with movie questions. I say that because Mark and Aurora wants charts, and I just realized the charts are over on the other side of the room. So it'll take me a moment to get that look. And in the meantime, we will welcome back Lisa in Dundee to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Oh, great. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. All right, so
good.
We're going to do movie quotes, and you know I really yes. should have been better about marking off which one we've done before, because something tells me we have, and if we have already, let me know. But this is a movie.
I will.
This is a movie from 1949. Here's the quote: "What a dump."
No, we haven't done that one, okay. But I know that's Betty Davis. I just. Trying to think what movie it's from.
Okay, well, let's see. I'll look it up and see if there's any other clues I can give you, because, of course, I've never heard of any of this. Might as well be Swahili. All right, so what a dump.
What a dump, yeah.
Okay. It was directed by King Vidor, Betty Davis, Joseph Cotten, David Bryan, and Ruth Roman. It is a film
Joseph
noir.
Joseph Cotten. Yeah. Joseph Cotten.
And it marks Betty Davis's last appearance as a contract actress for Warner Brothers. After 18 years with Warner Brothers, she had tried several times away to walk away. And, of course, she tried to walk away from the film, which caused the production costs to go through the roof. But Warner refused to release her from her contract until she finished this. She said it was a terrible movie. And there was a death scene at the end, which she referred to as the longest death scene ever seen on the screen.
Her death or Joseph Cotton's death?
I don't know.
I know.
All right.
I know. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to know this one. I can tell you right away.
Okay.
I know the quote so easily, but I cannot think of a Betty Davis and Joseph Cotton movie.
Well, Beyond the Forest.
Oh, I never would have known that.
Rosa Moline is a
seen that movie.
Well, here's the deal. Rosa Moline is a dissatisfied, restless wife of Lewis, a small-town Wisconsin doctor. She's easily bored, uninterested in her husband's career or anything to do with her current circumstances. She has a long-desired, glamorous life in a world where she can have expensive things and meet truly interesting people.
Well, it sounds very interesting.
Well,
I just know that what a dump, because anybody that ever tries to imitate Betty Davis always uses that phrase.
And now you know what movie it comes from. It comes from Beyond the Forest.
What was it? Oh, Beyond the Forest.
Beyond the Forest, yes. King Vidor directed.
Look that one up then.
Yeah, check it out. Let me know how you like it.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, we don't often stump Lisa on her movie quotes, but there you go. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We're going to do Beatles with Barry, but of course. And like I say, Charts, Halloween, 1968 with Mark. Brian and Joliet wants Charts too, and he wants 1969 Halloween. All right. Back-to-back charts. And our scarecrow trivia. Don't go away, Ruth, because we are going to find the appropriate scarecrow for you. Coming up on WGN Radio.
D.W. Washburn. I heard a sweet voice say, D.W. Washburn. This is your lucky day. A hot bowl of soup is waiting. A hot bowl of soup and a shave. Whoa, whoa. D.W. Washburn. We pick you to save.
Can't you hear the flugelhorn?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and that's what we're doing for the next hour and a half or therefore. And you're welcome to answer my question. Let me give it to you again. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball, and it's not New York. What is it? Otherwise, you have your own category. Sky's the limit. Everybody knows something about something, as we're going to prove. And here with Ruth in a moment and her scarecrows. And the bumper stumpers. You just heard your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to get the theme. You need to hear a few more after that. However, I will tell you, here's a hint. Every group or artist I am playing was a mega artist. Big hits. All right? So none of these you're going to say, what? I've never heard of them. Oh, yes, you have. All right, so 888-876-5593. And Ruth and Gurney, are you with us? Ruth.
Hi, Raleigh. I have to apologize, but my arm wouldn't hold up for over an hour last week.
I know.
Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
I can barely even hold a 2-liter bottle. It just slips right out of my hand. So by that time, the arm and elbow just had to disconnected. By the way, when Leah came up with the lavender Lysol spray,
mm-hmm.
and she said that it was $5.99 at Target
mm-hmm.
or on Amazon for $29.99. So I sent someone over to get it. It was either $8.99 or $9.99
mm-hmm.
at Target
mm-hmm.
for the Lysol spray can.
Well, there you go.
And I just wondered whether or not that was an escalated price, and he knew where you could get lavender Lysol for $5.99. I'd really like to know that one.
We will research that on another night. But for trivia, we're just going to leave that right there and go directly to your question.
Go ahead.
Okay, you want scarecrows. And as you know, scarecrows were originally, just as the name suggested, to scare off crows and other birds. All right. And who first made them? What country and what were they protecting?
Wheat farms in Egypt.
Very good. You're absolutely right. Over 3,000 years ago. All right, we have a winner. Hang on, Ruth. You did it. All right, so overcome, I can tell. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's absolutely right. That was the first Egyptians protect their wheat fields along the Nile River, don't you know? All right, so Ruth goes on hold, and she won this time. Now we're going to move directly to charts. Mark in Aurora, how's it going tonight, Mark? Are you there, Mark? Mark, did we lose you already? How is that even possible? Mark wanted Halloween 1968. He'll can call back. We'll talk to Brian and Joliet, I hope. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
How are you, Riley? Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I can't complain. So you ready for charts?
Yes, I'd like to try Halloween 1969, please.
I don't see why not. So this is the Billboard Hot 100, of course. And Halloween, let's see what they were doing. I'm sure it was a horror. It's 1969. They weren't good. All right, so here here we have it. Halloween 1969, number one. Suspicious Minds.
Elvis Presley.
Number two, Wedding Bell Blues.
Fifth Dimension.
Number three, Sugar.
Archies.
Yeah, afraid so. Number four, I Can't Get Next to You.
Temptations.
Yes. Number five, Baby, It's You. That, of course, is a remake of the Shirelles hit. It's a group, one word. One syllable, one word.
I think I remember the name of the album, but not the group.
Well, a very common
language. It was a woman lead singer.
Yeah, it was a woman group. A very, very, very famous surname. Lots of people use this name, and so did this group.
Oh, come on. I remember the song.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very...
bad cover.
A loud version of the song, yes. But I don't know the artist.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm looking for it here because I probably can, in fact, give you a sample. Which is frightening as hell. The original wasn't bad at all. It just
and the Beatles version was very good too.
Well, I won't go that far. But in 1969, here is the remake, and maybe this will jiggle your memory just a tad. Hard to believe it got to number five. It's even worse than I remember it. So who is it?
I just don't know, Riley.
Oh, okay, that's all right. It was Smith.
Smith, okay.
I told you, a common surname, Smith.
I remember the song very well, and it was my least favorite. I liked the other two a lot.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Shirelles didn't ruin it, but Smith accomplished it. Number six, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Fly in the Family Stone.
Number seven, Little Woman.
The great Bobby Sherman.
That's right. The great Bobby Sherman. That's right. Absolutely. It's getting worse. It's about to get worse. Number eight, Gene.
Oliver?
Yes, that's right. Oliver. Number nine. Oh, God. We're going downhill fast. Number nine, Tracy. Tracy, when I'm with you.
Don't know that one.
Oh, but thankfully. You do. You must. I mean, it was one of those bubblegum records that you couldn't get out of your mind, even though you tried and tried and tried. You know, let me listen.
That's what I mean. I managed to get it out of
mind. Is that? How is that even possible? I can't imagine how you could have not.
I mean,
recalled.
The group, the song, you know, but... The group, no, I don't know that one.
Really? Oh, well, for anybody listening who doesn't remember Tracy, let's see. Oh. There we go.
That's not too bad.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling, Tracy, day after day.
It is that bad. But yes, the Cufflinks, they were a studio group. All right.
Kind of catchy, I can see. Okay.
Kind of catchy. All right, yeah, it caught me. All right. All right. And finally, number 10, you'll get this, Come Together.
Oh, the Beatles.
And so that's an 80% and you win.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
You too. Take care.
All right. So I put him on hold. Try not to disconnect him in the process. And let's see. Oh, Fran knows her bumpers. All right, Fran. Go for it.
Hey, it's the Coasters.
It is the Coasters, yes. Just a horrible song.
I couldn't believe it. I was listening to an internet radio station, and I heard that song come on. Of course, the Monkees did it, and that was the only version of it I had ever heard up to that point.
Well,
and I thought, what were the Coasters thinking?
Yeah, I know you would think that. And normally I would think that, too. What are the Coasters thinking? But you got to remember who wrote it. All right, so this is a Lieber Stoller record, I'm sorry to say. They not only wrote it, they produced it. Now, on top of that, they did this twice. They brought it out on 1968 on Date. Of course, it did nothing. So they brought out the same cut, 1971, on King, and it did nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard it until I heard it on this internet station I was listening to. I can't even remember which one it was, but so... that's how I knew that one.
Well, there you go. It paid off. Hang on. Don't go away.
Well, I like their version better than the Monkees version.
You have to state that?
I mean, just in case you didn't know.
Well, Brian, all righty then. Yes.
Okay.
It would have been big news if you said that the other way around, but no, absolutely.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
we all contend that if somebody has to sing it, anybody but the Monkees will do. All right, hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
All right. So good deal. Fran is a winner. Yeah, talk about leaving me speechless. I'll tell you what. All right, so now Mark has called back with the charts, and we're gonna get to that. We're going to put Fran on hold there. And let's see. Mark called back. All right. Barry wants his Beatles. Mike in Pembroke Pines, dead Florida radio station with no call letters. I do not know if that is a comment or if that is his category. I can probably do it as a category, but I have a feeling that's not it. All right. Cindy in Chicago's got some trivia guesses. All right. Get down. And Sam in Gurney does, too. So now there's one line available for you and only one, so dial fast. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And again, the question I threw out there, if you want to take a guess, and I do think Sam and Gurney and Cindy in Chicago are going to do that. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball, and it's not New York. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's a gift, I tell you. The hardest part is getting through because every line is lit. So I'll tell you what, if you're dialing, wait for somebody to hang up and then you'll know a line is available for you to tell me who that is. And I think you will know. Probably too early to know the theme, but then again, you never do know. All right. So with that in mind, we're going to go right to Mark, who has called back in Aurora for Charts 1968. How's it going, Mark?
Well, it's fine, except that I just got my Illinois State ID renewed last Friday, and now the man in the office in this building tells me that we can't do it. We can't register me to vote electronically from his office. So
why?
I've got to find somebody. I don't know. He didn't tell me, but I've got to find somebody to ride me to the nearest satellite office, which is fortunately about 2 miles from me, and hopefully the registration will get through electronically in time to allow me to vote.
Yes, I hope that you will be able to
this year.
Able to do that. Now, what I want to know, of course, is that you knew for quite some time election was coming up. Why didn't you do this, like, I don't know, in March?
No, the my Illinois state ID just expired last March.
All right, so you could have done it right before it expired, but you didn't.
And then there were medical, and then there were I arranged my transportation with Senior Services, and the rides that I arranged kept getting fouled up. And I also had to find the proper forms of ID, and I managed to do all that just this last week.
Okay, so now the next question is, well, forget about that right now. The first question is this, because in some states it's already too late to register. When's the deadline to register?
Early November. I think it's November 2nd.
Okay, so like 3 days before the election, they say that's fine. You can All right, so you got some time, but you're going to get that together this week.
Got to arrange a ride.
Yep, you will.
And it's just a matter of finding a friend who has a little extra time, and I could be able to do that. But,
well, what you need to do, what I was going to say is this is not a political this is not a political show, so I do not want to know who you're voting for. But here is the thing: since it's so polarized, you're voting for one of the two when it comes to the top ticket. So what you need to do is find a friend who is also voting for that person and say, "Hey, if you don't get me to register,
that's
then I won't be able to vote."
That's exactly what I have in mind.
Yeah, it'll work like a charm.
And a little story about the first broadcast of WKBW's War of the Worlds was autumn of 1968.
Yes.
And it was exactly 30 years after the Orson Welles. And there's one brief story about that. Jeff Kay, the program director and the brilliantly creative author of this retake of War of the Worlds, had trouble getting his newscasters to come alive. And in that, in those days, it was Don Lancer, Irv Weinstein from the TV side, John Zak, and Jim Fagan. And they sounded wooden. He couldn't get them to come alive. And then he got an idea. He thought, I'll just make an outline of the events of War of the Worlds, and then I'll tell them to treat it as if it were a regular news day. And when he did that, they came alive.
Yeah, so there you go.
Because now he had them in their accustomed professional element. And they do almost always sound very real in this War of the Worlds broadcast.
Yeah, along with Sandy Beach. All right.
Yes, yes, he's good.
Yep. All righty. So, all right. With that in mind, while Jeff Kay is hard at work on War of the Worlds, it is Halloween time, 1968, and on the Billboard Hot 100, number one is Hey Jude.
All the Beatles.
Number two, Little Green Apples.
O.C. Smith. I still love that song.
Number three, Fire.
Oh, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Number four, Those Were the Days.
Mary Hopkins.
Number five, Girl Watcher.
Oh, The Occasions.
Number six, Midnight Confessions.
Grassroots.
Number seven, Over You. Why am I losing sleep over you? Yes, absolutely. Number eight, Harper Valley PTA.
Jeannie C. Riley.
Number nine, Eleanor.
Oh, the tongue-in-cheek alternate to Eleanor Rigby by the Turtles.
And number 10, I've Got to Get a Message to You.
The Bee Gees.
Absolutely.
In their ballad days.
Yes, so you're a winner, but we're going to see how far you go. Number 11, Hold Me Tight.
Oh, boy. And I know I should know.
Oh, you should. Guys, originally from Houston, back in the day in the 50s, they ABC Paramount was trying to make him the next, I can't even think of his name right now, next Johnny Mathis, but they didn't. So instead, this guy had his own record label for a while and then got into this kind of shall we say, a Caribbean
Aaron,
genre.
Is it Aaron? Oh, no. It's... Oh, gosh. The same guy who did I Can See Clearly Now, Johnny Nash.
There we go. Sure took a lot for that. All right.
I love that song.
Yeah, well, Hold Me Tight. Yeah, number 12, Susie Q. It's a remake of the Dale Hawkins original. Well, not actually original, but yeah.
Creedence Clearwater.
Yes, absolutely. Number 13, Piece of My Heart.
Janis Joplin.
Try again. What's on the label?
Oh, Piece of My Heart?
Yeah, what's on the label?
I don't know.
Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Oh, Big Brother and the Holding Company. Oh, yes, I knew that one.
You still did very well. Hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And what are we going to do? Oh, Mike in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How you been?
All right. Been a while.
Yeah, I know. I have a question for you. We have a station on 970 that's had nothing but dead air for months.
Uh-huh.
For a while, they had the weather, but that was it. And I have no idea what it's going to do.
Right.
Do you know anything about it?
No, it probably doesn't know either. But as far as that goes, let's see what you got. Gosh, what have I heard about 970? Of course, I don't think you're talking about FLA in Tampa, are you?
No.
No, of course not. So you're talking about further south in Florida? What was on it?
Around Fort Lauderdale or something like that. I don't know where it's going to be.
Because I didn't know a 970 that far in South Florida.
It's nothing at the moment. Okay. It's just total dead air.
But you think there's a licensee?
I think so.
Really? I'm going to, because, of course, that's what I was saying, can't be FLA, but let's see who I can come up with. Man, I just can't. Obviously 940 in Miami, that's somebody INZ, that. So I assume whoever this is going to be further north, maybe Palm Beach or Broward County.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in Broward. I know that much because they come in really good over here.
But nothing's on there.
Yeah, just dead air.
Now, when you say dead air, is there actual carrier current?
Yeah, it's a carrier.
You can hear the carrier current. In other words, there is a transmitter.
Yeah, you can hear the carrier.
Okay, so the transmitter's broadcasting, but there's no audio on it.
Right.
Really? That's interesting. I would find that interesting as well. And as I say, I'm not coming up with anything other than FLA, which it isn't. So let me do this. Call me back tomorrow night. I'll do some research.
Okay.
And we'll find somebody. But like I say, there's nobody licensed to it that I know. But we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right,
thanks
a lot.
Appreciate it. All right. So interesting, but I don't know. And if there's what interested me in his call was there's carrier current on it. Well, yeah, that is interesting. Barry is in New Hampshire. Barry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right.
Your question. As you know, the first Beatles concert in the United States was at the Washington Coliseum, and you're aware of that. And they were advertising opening acts, and one of them couldn't show up due to a snowstorm. Who was it?
Roy Orbison?
The Chiffons.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, what I wanted to know, actually, that I've never found out, and you're a big Beatles fan, maybe you can, the original posters, way back when they first started to advertise this, claimed that the opening acts were the Caravels, Tommy Rowe, and the Chiffons. Well, Chiffons I knew was Snowstorm. I don't know that Tommy Rowe showed up. I think Jay and the Americans and the Righteous Brother did. But what happened to the Caravels? No one has ever answered this for me.
Well,
maybe you will find out.
I'll find out.
All right. I'll look forward to the report. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well.
Good deal. Yeah. So like I say, the Chiffons, we know it was a snowstorm. But the Caravels, it's like they dropped out of sight, after that. All right. But Tommy in Chicago knows his bumper. So Tommy, who was it?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself,
Tommy? You make my day every day.
Oh, thank you so much.
For real. Yeah. I've been with you through the pandemic, and I miss you on Fridays. And you said you're not going to be here on what day this week?
Well, Halloween, there's no show because it's the Blackhawks playing on the West Coast.
No, you always do that great Halloween show.
Well, and so that's going to happen on Wednesday. We'll open the world's worst hit records on Wednesday. But I can change when it comes to sports. So that will be the Blackhawks.
Right. I'll be there with you. You played something, one of my steppers back in the day, I Love You, Little Anthony.
Yes, absolutely. 1970. You betcha. That was absolutely Little Anthony. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Tommy, as usual, aces that. So we put Tommy on hold, and John will be able to get his information, which you probably already have anyway, but we'll just confirm it. All right. We're going to do soap opera trivia with Andrew, and then we're going to get some guesses. Sam and Cindy are both going to guess on my question. I've been remiss. I haven't mentioned that again. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
State Patrol. I am charged with traffic of the forbidden, and I almost finished doing my parole.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, so if you're listening on Friday night, that's a replay. Don't call, but do remember to call on Monday nights. We'd love to have you, like right now, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. All right, now we're going to get some guesses on our Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle question. What they have in common, and it is not baseball, and it is not New York. All right, so Sam and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks so much for having me. Bless you and John.
Thanks.
You know, I was wrestling. I've been wrestling with this thing since you brought the question up. And the only thing that I can think of is, apart from baseball, that maybe they had some involvement with the civil rights, like that they were advocates or deeply involved in the civil rights movement.
Well, let me say that's not it, but what you're bringing up certainly runs into our answer, but probably not in the way you think.
Well, can you give me a hint?
I gave you the hint. That's it. What you're saying absolutely runs into our answer, but it is not what they have in common.
So
you got to think about
it.
You got to think about it.
Okay. I'm going to have to brainstorm on that. All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. So, yeah, that's a real good start. Now, they didn't have in common, but if you get that, you'll get half of it right there. And then maybe, I see Jeff from Beloit wants more Robin Olds trivia. Like I say, everybody knows something about someone, so we'll do some Robin Olds trivia too. But Cindy in Chicago has some guesses. So, Cindy, what's up?
Well, they could have both worked as sharecroppers, real dirt poor, illiterate, never finished eighth grade, or else worked in some kind of like industrial where they learned baseball with the company team.
No, none of that's right.
Okay, because I watched about how the World Series was thrown in for the White Sox, or the Blacks, whatever, the White Sox, and some of the baseball players were like that.
Has nothing to do with it. Not even close.
Okay, well, I have a song request. I heard it today. I never heard this song before. I thought it was kind of good. Don't say anything about my baby. Don't say anything bad about my baby.
That would be Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby by the Cookies.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll get that on for you coming up this week, I promise.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And I think we have a moment here before we look at the news and what's going on in the world in general. So maybe we'll have time for Andrew in Chicago. Soap question. How's it going, Andrew?
Pretty great, Raleigh. You?
Oh, good. How was the job interview?
I didn't get it.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, it was one of the veto interviews. I suppose, however, he got a job literally around the corner. At a small family-owned hardware store.
Excellent.
And it's so nice compared to, like, when he worked at Home Depot years ago.
Okay. So you want a soap opera question, and I got one. You ready?
Okay.
On Another World, Cass Winthrop lost his first wife. Frankie Frame, his second wife, discovered that his first wife was still alive after all. What was the name of Cass's first wife?
Gwen?
Kathleen McKinnon.
Oh, darn.
Talk to you next week.
By the way, wait. Raleigh?
Yeah.
Oh, there was something I wanted to bring up. It's actually pretty funny.
All right, well, you have to hold on because the news is coming up. Don't go away. All right, and that's what we'll talk about. Yes, and by the way, if you're watching Another World, Frankie was killed by the Bay City Stalker. Kathleen was Jake McKinnon's cousin, don't you know? And more of that, not on the news, but something will be on WGN Radio.
Loving you so, I was too blind to see. Letting me go. Now that you've set me free, it's gonna take a miracle. Oh, it's gonna take a miracle.
Obviously, it's a remake. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It might be the worst remake ever of Gonna Take a Miracle, but it is a well-known group, so who are they? And what do they have in common with the first three we've played? I'll reveal that, of course, at the end of the night, but you might know. Well-known group. All right, 888-876-5593. Before we get back to it, and we will here in a second, let me mention that Andrew in Chicago wanted to carry on. So what else, Andrew?
Oh, good gosh. So a guy named Luca called you on this episode of Coast to Coast back in 2007. I listened to it earlier today, okay?
If you say so.
So he was interesting. So he mentioned that he had just had his sixth plastic surgery to look more like James Dean, and that his nightmare happened, which is that he woke up in the middle of the surgery but couldn't move. You asked him, why do you want to look like him and not Luca, like yourself? So at any rate, so I typed in the information he gave, his name, Toronto, in the James Dean thing, that he's a model. Well, let me just put it to you this way, Raleigh. They've made a lot of documentaries and books about him, including one called The Cannibal Porn Star. Evidently, he's in prison right now. He's complete whack job, a serial killer, basically, and kill a lot of animals. In fact, it was the,
sounds perfect for Coast to Coast, yes. All right.
Well, wait. So here's the kicker. it was the episode was focused on the path to non-duality.
Okay.
Bye. Right.
I do remember that show. A poor guy who was the guest was just scared to death. But non-duality is a fascinating subject, but clearly it wasn't one I should have tackled on Coast to Coast. But, you know, when I did the show, when I was Art Bell's heir apparent in 1999 and 2000, I really enjoyed doing that show. I really did. It was fun. By 2007, that was, like, awful, you know, because that show had been so damn dumbed down and everything else that it was a shred of what it had been 7 years earlier. And we just lost Andrew. I don't know why. But anyway, loved doing it in 99 and 2000. Really did. And, 2007, running screaming would be a way to put it. All right. Sam and Gurney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I'm not expecting that I should win for cheating. So I want to confess right up that I was cheating, but I just Googled to find out what I could find out about the Jackie Robinson thing to follow up, because the civil rights question that I, or the answer that I gave to you was solidly from my own heart. But I Googled it to see what I could find out, and there was an incident that happened at a gas station, and I just thought I'd attribute that to the conversation.
That had nothing, that by the way. Help. As far as I know, that had nothing to do with it.
Okay, I just wanted to attribute that to the conversation because I thought it might help another caller.
No, I'm pretty sure that'll lead you down the wrong path.
Okay.
But if you think of something else, right. Call me back.
All right, thanks, Robert.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Naoto in Japan, how's it going tonight, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, I would say.
Well, good. You know, I look for these questions about the Myers-Briggs personality types, and so it's one I'm not going to ask, because one thing I did was, who's most likely to cheat on a spouse? And they gave me the answer, and then I said, who's most likely to be loyal? And they gave me the same answer. So I said, I'm not using that question. So that went out
That's
the
funny.
Window. Yeah, went out the window completely. So on the other hand... Let's talk about privacy. Yes, yes. The people who do not want anything known about them, they are most likely to be a private person. They don't want an internet page or a Facebook page or anything like that. Who's likely to be private?
I would say INFJ.
Okay. No. See, I got to look at this right now because I lost the answer. This is terrible. When I was busy looking at these cheaters. Yeah. So now what happened to my private person there? Oh man, I got to find this there. But yeah, it blew me away that one type could be both ends of that. But I'm sure there's some type of psychological reasoning in that I just don't know. So let's go back to privacy and find it here. I hope. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And you said INFJ?
Yeah.
And you are a winner.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, they have a complex inner world, and they don't share this with people they don't trust. They're private. They protect their value system with surprising intensity. You are a winner.
Yeah, I mean, I have some INFJ friends, and they are very secretive, you know. Like,
wow.
They don't reveal themselves.
Wow. Makes you wonder about some of their secrets, doesn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on, Naoto. As usual, don't go away.
Thank you so much.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We put Naoto on hold. And let's see. Oh, Jim in Richmond's checking in tonight. How you feeling, Jim?
That's a different story. But I was answering your question about...
Yeah.
From what I understand is that they both would talk to each other about racism in the country.
That's not it.
Because that's
not even close.
Okay.
But it's probably true as well. Well, maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope
I'm not in a great mood.
I understand. Well, when you feel like it, we'll talk to you whenever that is. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So there's Jim in Richmond, 888 876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Jeff in Beloit. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
I can't complain. So we're going to do more more Robin Olds, more often trivia. All right.
Okay.
Well, of course, everybody knows about Operation Bolo.
Yes.
And, of course, it was first conceived by Olds and who else?
Oh. I know he had to go to a general and get permission to do that, but I don't know.
This is a captain. I'll tell you that it's a captain.
Oh. I don't know that I'm going to be able to answer that captain's name. I know a lot about the operation. It's very interesting that Robin Olds put that together, and they disguised their F-4 Phantoms as 104 bombers. They flew slower.
Yep.
And they put jamming pods on it to make it look like it was a 104. They lured the Russian MiGs out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they had 21, and they shot down like 7 of them. And he went in a pack of 4, which I believe you asked me this question before. It was the Wolf Pack.
Right.
And the people behind them said that they had fuel problems and turned back. But they faced like 50 enemy planes and a lot of MiGs, and they shot 7 down. And I just can't stir the memory of what captain helped them out.
Oh, man, J.B. Stone.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the name, but yeah. I wouldn't have come up with
it. Well, the two of them, that's where they kind of coordinated this together beforehand, of course, January 2nd, 1967. But, yeah, it hamstrung the North Vietnamese to the extent that they didn't have another MiG engagement for a couple more months.
Yeah, they actually could have won the war, but the thing is their hands were tied and they couldn't go in into that territory and bomb them because they felt that they might have had Russian advisors there, and if they would have killed those people in a bombing raid, that they would have got mad.
Yeah, I say, yeah, would have gotten mad. That's the understatement of 1967. But, yeah, they'd have gotten mad, all right.
I didn't understand that. You know, it's like they're firing on you, they're shooting you down, but you couldn't shoot back because you might tick them off.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that because I have never really understood the concept of rules of war. It's war, for God's sakes. You're losing lives and all that. There are no rules. Kill them. So obviously this is why I'm not. That's why I'm not a politician, clearly.
It was worse than that. They made him fly down a certain corridor every time they went on a bombing mission.
Yes.
Now, the reason why they did that, because they didn't want to go to the west or the east, because they might be in a territory again and fire in the wrong territory, the wrong country, and tick somebody off. So they had to fly down this corridor, and they just would get nothing but shot up. I mean, Robin Olds come back so many times with holes in his wings And as I said, their hands were tied. It was a very tough war because of the politicians. And Operation Bolo was one that he actually had got permission, and they followed the rules, and they did very well. They did shot down a lot of Russian MiGs.
Yeah, following the rules. Think of what they could have done if they didn't follow the rules. But that's part
That was his thing. He actually went to LBJ, and he was pulled in the Oval Office, and LBJ asked him, how are we doing over there? And he says, not very well. He goes, you don't want to win the war.
Exactly. Well, that whole thing with LBJ, I mean, it was like they were playing Monopoly. You know, they were playing a chessboard game. It's crazy. Unfortunately, it was with human lives. So, yeah, a disgraceful point in our history.
Today, I don't know if they're doing the same thing in war in Israel and the Ukraine. I don't know. Yeah, they are, because you can't really bomb Russia because you'll take them off.
I don't know. I refuse to follow it, but the whole thing makes no sense to me. I don't think you should risk one human life unless you think this is big enough that you're ready to turn the area into the shifting Whispering Sands. Otherwise, don't do that. So
yeah, a lot of politics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Your final bumper stumper is coming up in a moment, and that will be, you've done very well. You identified the Coasters, well, you've done sort of well, and Little Anthony. The next two you missed, and they were big acts. The final one, well, maybe not as big an act, but certainly it fits the theme perfectly. So we'll see how you do on that. Then James on the South Side wants World War II, and there is room, well, questions, that is, and there's world for you to, room for you too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Yeah, this thing down here with these big legs is here.
Now, she nice, man.
Yeah, what you
is
talking
nice?
About? I'm going on down here.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 888-876-5593. We'll get you if you want the waning moments of Monday night trivia. Yeah, that's the deal, Monday night. Been a short show tonight, and let me make sure what's going on the rest of the week. I'll tell you that right about now. I think I have a full show tomorrow. I'd almost swear to it, but see, that's what WGNRadio.com is good for. It shows me these things, and I'm pretty sure. We'll take a look. And, of course, again, if you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. It's a replay, but every Monday night we do trivia, and unless sports interrupts us, as it did earlier tonight. But, yes, tomorrow is a full show starting at 10. Wednesday is a full show starting at 10. And then there is, I'm sorry to say, no Thursday night show. Halloween, that's traditionally when we open the annual polls for the world's worst hit records. And, of course, the only rules are they have to be hits. We don't care about the genre. We don't care about the decade. Nothing like that. But as long as they were national hits, well, that's it. And since we normally, it's a night of terror, so it's perfect for opening the world's worst hit records. We play them back on Thanksgiving night because that's a night of turkeys. And we will do that again this year. But that means that Wednesday, this Wednesday, October 30th, will open the polls. So, with that program note, we move directly to James on the South Side. All right, James, how's it going?
Oh, fine. I had almost fallen asleep, and I realized, I'm about to oversleep trivia.
Oh man!
And I knew it was going to be a short show.
Yeah, that
but
is.
But at least
true.
I'm glad the Blackhawks won.
How about that?
Yeah, and beat Colorado. Which is even better.
Yeah. And the Dodgers won, of course, as well. That's three in a row now. That first game was just really amazing.
Yeah, and Freddie Free is this is like kind of like, the forgotten man, Freddie Freeman, is saying, I'm still here.
He sure is.
I suspect he will be the MVP.
I would hope so.
Because he has basically has been the difference maker in all three game.
And isn't that weird? And they almost wrote him off because he had an injury and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, remember Atlanta traded him, thinking, "Oh, he's past his prime. We'll forget this young guy from Oakland."
Exactly. Yeah. So Freddie Freeman. Now everybody knows who he is. Before last week, he was anything but a household name. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting three games. All right. So, badly sprained right ankle. Yeah, everybody thought, well, this will be nothing. Oh, man. All right. So we want a World War II question. Yes?
Yep.
which was the only part of the British Isles to be occupied by Germany during World War II?
Okay, I am going to say the Isle of Man?
No.
Let's see.
Well, by the way, I'm checking on something to make sure you're not right, but let's see. Yeah, I'm right. No. You're thinking along the right lines.
Okay. The Isle of Wight?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's say this. It would be an argument to claim whether the Isle of Man was part of this or not.
Oh.
So you can do that. You can do that. When I say that, I've just given it to you.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. And both of those are kind of like right, kind of together. And that most northern part of the Isle. That's what's the exact name?
I don't know that I'd say that necessarily, but we're talking about something that's a geographical term, not a political unit.
Okay. Well, let's okay.
And like I say, Isle of Wight is not regarded as this, nor is Hayling Island or Portsea Island.
Okay, so they're not part of this.
Right, they're not.
Okay.
But there again, some people would say, oh, that's that. No, it's not. So now, what could we possibly be talking about?
They could be talking about...
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. I just know it.
Oh, I'm almost going to, yeah, because I can picture the name and I can't quite get it to come right to the surface.
Channel Islands. The Channel Islands. Yellow operator.
Yep. Yep.
That's why I said you were so close, but not. All right. Well, very good. It is the Channel Islands, but that's all right. We'll have another question for next week, I'm sure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right.
And okay.
Thanks for staying awake.
Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. So that pretty much is damn near a wrap. And so I think we need to talk about the bumper stumpers right about now. We need to have a conversation. And the bottom line is what you heard, the Coasters, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Chuck Berry did have Mercy Judge, 1970 on Chess. The Shirelles did the dreaded version of It's Gonna Take a Miracle, 1970 on UA. The Persuasions did Party in the Woods, 1969 on Minute. So what do they all have in common? Well, that was the cast for Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert in New York this week in 1970. And every song you heard was a current song that the oldies group had out at the time. So the Coasters were trying with E.W. Washburn, yes, and Little Anthony, and on and on and on. So that was the deal. All of the acts were on the Rock and Roll Revival Concert, Richard Nader's, his fourth in 1970. All right, so that's pretty much a wrap for that. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Full show tomorrow night. I hope you'll join me. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.